Okay, tonight is Monday night, December 3rd, 19th day of the month of Kislev. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Bet. Okay, Rabotai. We're on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Four lines from the bottom. My Hevi Allah. What is the bottom line? And the way Rashi explains what is the bottom line, what is the bottom line in relationship to the recitation of Shehecheyanu on Shmini Atzeres? The Gemara had debated it and said that there were some who said that you do make Shehecheyanu, others said you don't. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the final conclusion? So, like everything else, is a machlokes. Rav Nachman Omar, Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shachar. Rav Nachman says, you say Shehecheyanu on Shmini Atzeres. Rav Sheshis Omar, Ein Oimrim Zman B'Shmini Shachar. And Rav Sheshis says, you do not recite Shehecheyanu B'Shmini Shachar. The opinion, as we're going to see in a second, the halacha is that you do say it. It's one of the six things that distinguish Shmini Atzeres from the other days of Sukkot. We'll see it in a second. The Gemara is going to quote a brisa in a second. V'hilchasa aimrim zman b'shmini shelchag. The halacha is, like Rav Nachman, that we recite Shehecheyanu b'shmini shelchag. So just a word to defend Rav Sheshes, because there is ample support for Rav Nachman. Why is it that he believes you do not recite a Shehecheyanu on Shmini Atzeres? So it will relate to something we said previously. I'm going to introduce this with a very famous question of the Baal HaMor. On the last daf of Maseches Pesachim, the Baal HaMor decides to discuss certain halachot concerning Sfiras Omer, the end of Maseches Pesachim. And he raises the question, as many Rishonim do, why is it that there is no Shehecheyanu recited on the mitzvah of counting the Omer? Second night of Pesach, when we begin counting the Omer, why is there no Shehecheyanu? There are a variety of reasons that are offered to answer this question. The Meiri suggests something incredibly difficult, namely that the bracha of Shehecheyanu, which you make at Kiddush, the first night of Yontiv, covers all mitzvos haregel. Very difficult. And it covers the Shehecheyanu for counting the Omer. There are 50 kashas on the Meiri. How come you make a separate one for Lulav? How come you say a separate one for Shofar? And even the more fundamental question, Sfiras HaOmer is not related to the Yom Tov of Pesach. Bimikre, it happens to be the sixth. It's a din in the 16th day, Machros HaPesach. It's not halach in Kedushas HaYom of Pesach. But anyhow, the Baal HaMor answers, the reason why there is no Shehecheyanu is because counting of the Omer Bizman Hazeh has avelus ramifications. Not the death of the students of Rabbi Akiva, but the counting of the Omer today is a zecher l'churban hamikdash, so claims the Baal HaMor. And the bracha of Shehecheyanu is limited only to mitzvos that have an expression of simcha. If the mitzvah connotes or is associated with avelus, therefore there is no Shehecheyanu recited. It is the basis of our practice that an avel throughout the entire year does not recite a Shehecheyanu, doesn't buy a new garment. It's not that now that I buy a new garment, it's that you don't trigger the opportunity to engage in a Shehecheyanu because during the year of Avelus, somebody's simcha is somewhat diminished. So there are many support for this notion that the Shehecheyanu is related to the simcha dimension. Therefore, Rav Sheshis says, as we've pointed out, there is no doubt that in relation to, we raised the question a couple of weeks ago, what happens if somebody davens on Shmini Atzeres, and he said, it's Yom Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. If you remember that discussion. So what did we say? So we said, some say you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, right? Others say you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And the reason why is because in one respect, Shmini Atzeres is related to Sukkos. It is related to Sukkos. The mitzvah of Simcha, of Olas Re'iyah and Shalmei Chagiga, is Shmini Atzeres, is Tashlumin of Sukkos. There's no separate independent Chiyuv. And if there's no separate independent Chiyuv, and therefore it's a run-on to Yontov of Sukkos, therefore justifying, according to some, that if you said it's Yom Chag HaSukkos, you're actually Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei or the Kiddush. Therefore, there'd be no Shechiyanu. If the Shechiyanu is designed to highlight Simcha, the aspect of Simcha that takes place on the Yom Tov, and as we just said, the Bracha of Shechiyanu is related to the Simcha dimension of the Chag. Therefore, since it's a carryover of Sukkos and doesn't have its own independent Chiyuv of Sukkah, of Simcha, hence Rav Sheshe says there is no recitation of Shechiyanu, and according to him, Shmini Atzeres is Regel Bifnei Atzmai, not in six halachos, as we will see in a second, but only in five halachos. That's the Svara of Rav Sheshes, why he believes we do not recite a Shechiyanu on Shmini Atzeres, because fundamentally the Bracha of Shmini Atzeres is related to Simcha. Therefore, for example, another proof, we Ashkenazic Jews do not recite a Shechiyanu at a Bris. Tosis raises the question, why not? Answers Tosis, Tzara D'Yanuka. The kid is crying, the parents are a little anxiety stricken. They're not so happy that they have to do this mitzvah, the kid is suffering. Hence, there is no Shechiyanu. That's what Tosis says. Because there's no, as much as you feel you're being Machnas Yisrael, Lebrisa Shel Avraham Avinu, the kid is crying hysterically, having undergone surgery. So again, that's another indication that the link between Shechiyanu and Simcha is indeed a valid one. Indeed, so you have the Baal Amor and Tosfos in relationship to Bris Mila, as you well know, Svardim, that make a Shechiyanu out of Bris. They don't accept Tosfos' opinion. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavase de Rav Nachman. We learned the Braisa supporting Rav Nachman's opinion. Shmini Regel Bifnei Atzmai. Shmini Atzeres is considered a separate independent Yom Tov, Le'inyan Pazar Kashav. It's a mnemonic for six halachot, and we're going to try to cover as many of those halachot as we possibly can tonight, and whatever is left over we'll do next week. So the Pei stands for Payas. Payas Bifnei Atzmai. In order to appreciate the Payas, please open up to Masechah Sukkah, Daf Nunhei Amud Beis, for a minute. And we will see a Machloikis, Rebbe and the Chachamim, and the Rambam, and Rashi. Nunhei Amud Beis in Sukkah. We'll get to it in a couple of years. Nunhei Amud Beis. So the Mishnah here will describe how the korbanot of Sukkos were divided up amongst the Kohanim. The Kohanim, from the time of Shmuel, were divided into 24 Mishmarot, 24 groups. Each group was assigned activity in the Mikdash 2 weeks a year. Their names are recorded frequently in Tanakh as well as in the Gemara. Not frequently in Tanakh, but in the Gemara, many times. That covers 48 weeks a year. Typically, during the Chagim, all of the Mishmarot were on duty in the Beis HaMikdash. So when you were assigned your 2 weeks, your Mishmar is the only one who can offer a Korban, and as a result, you will get the Matnos Kehuna that are associated with every single Korban. However, on all the Yamim Tovim, due to the volume, every Kohen was on duty. So the Mishnah here is going to enumerate how did they divide it up, the mandatory korbanos of the korban musaf of Sukkot amongst the 24 mishmaros. So let's just read the Mishnah quickly. Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag. Hayusham Yud Gimel Parim. We know that the first day there were 13 bulls. Elim Shnayim. Usir Echad. Two rams and one goat. Very nice. Nishtairu Sham Yud Dalit Kvasim. What is left over is what? The 14 sheep. Because it's always Arba Asar Kvasim Arba Asar Tamimim. So now what you have is as follows. You take Bayom Rishon Shisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim Vahashar Echad Echad. On the first day, six of the Mishmarot will be Makriv two and two. Each one will be Makriv two. Vahashar Echad Echad. So let's take a look at Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. Yom Tov Rishon Shechag. Kol HaMishmaros Olos L'Regel. Vishesh Esrei Mehem Makrivin Shesh Esrei Behemos Halalu. The 13 bulls, two rams, and one seir, that takes care of 16 Mishmaros. Each one of the Mishmarot offers one of those animals. So what are you left with now? The 14 kvasim. How do you divide up the 14 kvasim? Six of the remaining six, there are eight mishmarot left. Six of the eight are makriv two kvasim, two, and the last two are one each. Fine. That's the first day of Yantiv. B'sheni, on the second day of Yantiv, there is one less par. It's only parim shneimasar. Chamisha makrivim shnayim shnayim, v'hashar echad echad. And so on, and so on, and so forth. Fine. So, every single one of the mishmarot got some participation in the yantav of, in the karbanos of the yantav of Sukkot. Skip till the end of the Mishnah. Bishmini chazru lefayes kibirigalim. Amru mi shehikriv parim hayom lo yakriv lemachar ela chozrin chalil. So what does the Gemara mean? Pious. The pious is that for the first 7 days of Sukkot there was no lottery as to which of the mishmarot or which of the mishmarot are going to offer the korban. Because we just explained, all 24 of the mishmarot will get to participate to some extent. Well, now Shemini Atzeres is a new Yom Tov, and what will you now do in order to determine which mishmar will now have the opportunity to be makriv the par echad, the ayal echad, the shiva kvasim? That you need a new pious for. So says the Mishnah. There will be a new lottery to make a determination, and it's not going to follow in the sequence of the previous day and the previous days. So says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, just for a couple lines of the Gemara, because the Gemara chooses a machlokes Rebbe Nechachamim. Nema masnisin Rebbe hivulei Rabbanon. The Sanya par haba bishmini betchila mafisin alav divrei Rebbe. The Chachamim Ramrim achas mishtei mishmaros delo shilshu beparim osa osa. Rabbi, the Chachamim say no. If you take the parim, there were 70 parim. If there are 24 mishmarot, that would mean that if you each par was divided up amongst the mishmarot, each one of the mishmarot should have gotten three parim during the Yantav of Sukkot. The parim were considered the best korban, the most significant korban of the Yantav of Sukkot. Right? They're bigger, they're more meat, and also the symbolism associated with the parim. against the Shiva Ma'umos, we're makriv korbanot for the whole world, and so on and so forth. Problem is, there aren't 72 parim. There are only 70. So 22 mishmarot went three times, 2 mishmarot only went twice. So the Chachamim say there is no lottery amongst the 24 groups to determine who will be makriv, the korban on Shmini Atzeres. The lottery is determined only, what? Based on the last two who did not offer a korban for a third time. Whereas Rebbe says, Mafisin kibatchila. All 24 hats go into the lottery, and that's what our Mishnah says. So our Mishnah says that that Masnisin kirebi velo kichachamim. Because according to the Chachamim, on Shmini Atzeres, there is no lottery to include all 24, only the last two. Then there is a further machloikis between Rashi, Ramban, and Ritva. So I distributed the sheet to the Rambam. Right. So if you look at the beginning of Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Farbiyanu shekol ha-mishmaros kehuna esrim v'arba v'kulun oimdim b'shove b'regalim. U'bechag ha-sukos ha-yakol mishmar makrif parechad o ayel echad o si'ir ha-chatas. Aval ha-kvasim yesh mishmar shemakrif shnei kvasim v'yesh mishmar makrif keves echad. Ketzad. Bayom ha-rishon shechag ha-yu shlosha ha-saparim u'shnei elim v'sa'ir. Kol mishmar makriv behema achat. Now, in order to determine if there is not going to be enough parim for everybody for three times, how do you determine which of the mishmarot are going to be left out with only two parim? How do you determine that? The Rambam doesn't say anything about a pious. The Rambam says, what you do is, you follow the list found in Maseches Tamid, it's also mentioned in Maseches Tanis, and you just go down the list, the names of the 24. Whoever is listed first goes first. The first 22 will be makriv three times, and the last two on the list will be makriv only twice. However, the Ramban and the Ritva believe that there was a pious on the first day of Sukkot to determine what the sequence of the order will be, and which of the mishmarot will be left out at the end to only offer two parim. So that's a secondary machloikis. Assuming that what? That we follow the... Everybody says that the Mishnah is correct, that the parim were divided amongst the 24 mishmarot. How do you determine, why should the last guy on the list automatically, because his name is Z, alphabetical order? You don't do that. So, but the Rambam doesn't mention that. So apparently, according to the Rambam, that's the way the Lecha Mishnah understands the Rambam, that they just started arbitrarily based on the first one, then proceed, the last guy on the list, too bad, he only offers two parim. Whereas the Rambam believes that, what?
Did the list ever change, or...
There is a sequence, we follow that list. That's it.
The sequence is in Masechet Tamid that stays forever.
That's what he says. Yeah. Stays forever. Those mishmarot stay forever. And according to the Ramban, no. There is a pious at the beginning of Sukkot to determine who gets started. And then every year there could be somebody else. Every year there could be a different order. According to the Rambam, the order is kavua from the time they built the Mishkan until the end of the Beis Hamikdash. The same order every single year on Sukkot. Plus, then the Rambam in Halacha Yudalid paskins like Rebbe as well. B'yom tov harishon shel chag shechol yis Shabbos. Halacha Yud Gimel. V'chol mishayapar makriv par hayom lo yamakriv par lemachar elachozen chalila. B'shmini chosrin lepayes kulon ke'echad k'shar ha'regalim k'mo shebiyarnu. On Shmini Atzeres, everybody enters the fray. Everybody can participate. And not only the last two who only had two parim, the way many Rishonim do, Rambam says, everybody participates, and here the Rambam paskins like Rebbe against the Chachamim. Many Rishonim disagree with him and claim, Yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. You paskin like the Chachamim. So why did the Rambam ignore that particular rule and paskin like Rebbe? Because the Stam Mishnah, our Mishnah, seems to support Rebbe's opinion. And therefore, the Rambam paskin against the rule and decided to paskin like the Chachamim. So now going back, paskin like Rebbe. Going back to our Gemara. What does the letter Pei mean? Pious. There is another pious on Shmini Atzeres. Either the pious includes the last two who did not have three parim, or the pious includes all 24 mishmarot, because everybody goes back to its regular cycle. That's what the pious happens to mean. That's what the pious means.
Isn't Rebbe the one who's always been the opponent in the previous thing about separating
No, not necessarily Rebbe. It was Rav Nachman, a couple of them. It wasn't only Rebbe, it was a lot of them. Rebbe was the one with the Lina issue. That's number one. The pay. Zman. Take a look at Rashi. Everybody knows what is Zman. Very nice. That's what you do. You say Shechianu. That's the Brisa supporting Rav Nachman. That on Shmini Atzeres, you're supposed to make another Shechianu. You don't have to worry about it. There ain't no Bachloikas. So that goes fast. Now, Regel Bifnei Atzmai. This is a titanic Bachloikas of Rishayim. What does Regel Bifnei Atzmai mean? So Rashi says something which most Rishonim did not agree with. Regel b'fnei atzmo she'ein yoshmin b'sukkah. It's a separate yom tov by virtue of the fact that you don't sit in the sukkah. The first 7 days you did. The question which everybody asks on Rashi is, well, if today were a weekday, you wouldn't be sitting in the sukkah either. How can you highlight a feature of a Yom Tov based on the absence of something? How does that show it's a regel b'fnei atzmai? How does it show it's a regel b'fnei atzmai? By virtue of the fact that you don't sit in the sukkah, that's regel b'fnei atzmai? So many claim that what Rashi has in mind, even though they are wrong, because they didn't see Rashi's tshuva in Hapardes. Rashi's tshuva in Hapardes. But that what Rashi has in mind is not that you didn't sit in the sukkah. Because Rashi didn't forget the Gemara on Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis and Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. And what did the Gemara say in Mem Zayin Aleph? Yesuve Yasvinan Bruchaloy Mavarchina. So Rashi did not forget the halacha that you're supposed to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So in what way is regel b'fnei? Yeah, in Eretz Yisrael it'll be regel b'fnei atzmai. Is that what Rashi has in mind? Only in Eretz Yisrael it's regel. In Chutz Laaretz it's not regel b'fnei atzmai. Therefore, many claim that Rashi has in mind that you don't make a bracha on the sukkah. That shows that it's regel b'fnei atzmai. Not that she'en yoshin b'sukkah, you don't sit in the sukkah. Because it's difficult for them, other Rishonim, to grasp that you would highlight a regel, one of the six of the mnemonic, based on the absence of sitting in the sukkah, which is a shefa al tasa, not doing something. But if you sit and you don't make a bracha, that is the heker which Rashi has in mind. So claim many achronim in Rashi. However, we have the benefit of having Sefer HaPardes. And Sefer HaPardes indicates that Rashi was of the opinion that you don't eat in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Against the Gemara. And therefore, it's not just the Chassidim who decided to abandon the Gemara. Rashi and Sefer HaPardes says, you just don't eat in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. And the reason, claim, is because to fabricate an excuse that what? That I like to eat in the Sukkah based on the fact that it's what? Sukkoso Areva Olav, that it's nice and pleasant in France in mid-October, it was not terribly pleasant to sit in the Sukkah, and hence by sitting in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, Rashi felt that you would violate the Lav of Baal Tosef. Hence Rashi ruled that you don't sit in the Sukkah at all. As a result, in all probability, the words of Rashi here should be taken as they write. Regel bifnei atzmo, she'ein yoshvin besukkah. Not the way some try to cram into Rashi that he meant that you sit without a bracha. Read the words pshutoi kimashmo. In fact, if you have your little handout, which you should, take a look at the last page. The second page, and I photostated for you a targum Yonasan ben Uziel in Parshas Pinchas. Targum Yonasan ben Uziel on the phrase Bayoim Hashmini Atzeres Tiyolachem. So says the Targum Yonasan, I bracketed it for you. Biyoma Tumino'a on the eighth day, Kinishtin Tevon. Bechedva min matilchon lebatechon. What does it mean? What is atzeres tiyolachem? Atzeres means, as he writes, kinishin. That means a gathering, a festive gathering. Bechedva. Chedva is what? Right? Happiness. Being glad. What are you glad? What are you glad about? What are you rejoicing on Shmini Atzeres? I don't have to sit in the sukkah. I can go into my luxurious house and eat a meal in comfort. So the mere fact that you don't eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, says Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, is the essence of the simcha of Shmini Atzeres. That's exactly it. That's why it's a regel b'fnei atzma. So it's not just that you don't eat in the sukkah. You take delight, you rejoice in the fact that you don't have to eat in the sukkah, and many of us can experience, can feel that very nicely. You know, it's a pleasure to sit in the comfort, it's not cold, it's not raining, whatever it is. So that's famous Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. As you well know, the birds were flying over him, they were burnt. He was not just an ordinary Jew, Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. He was not just a malach. He was like my grandfather used to say, a sorrow, a brendik malach. They say when birds used to fly over Yonasan ben Uziel's head, they were consumed instantly. Kacha omrim about Yonasan ben Uziel. So b'yonat minar, k'nishin tehevon, b'chedva min matilchon libatechon. From your sukkah to your house, and that puts a little more garlic on Rashi's thing, she'ein yoshvin b'sukkah. I don't particularly like garlic, but ain't Yonasan ben Uziel.
When did Yonasan ben Uziel live?
Tanya Yonasan. Okay, some say Yonasan ben Uziel was one of the Tanai. That's at some point. Not sure exactly. We need a historian here. Rabbi Lawrence, historian. Not your field. Okay, not your era. Okay, I'm not sure. What? Yeah, that's the simple answer. Yeah. One of the Tanoim. Yes. What? Okay, it means the Samach v'Chagecha, yeah, but now comes another day of rejoicing. That's all, yeah.
Why did it bother the Akronim so bad that it's a Shabbat?
Because even if it had been a weekday, you wouldn't be eating in a sukkah. So the mere fact that you want to express a uniqueness about a Yom Tov is that it should have a feature. The fact that, let's assume today was the last day, today was not the Yom Tov at all. You wouldn't be eating the sukkah either.
But the point is, it's in its context, relative to the day that just came before it.
Right? Okay. I'm just telling you. Yeah, I'm not getting crazy about that kasha. Okay, yeah. Opinion number two is the Ramban. Regel b'fnei atzmoi, says the Ramban, the following halacha. This has been a bar mitzvah shekel for lots of kids. Not a bar mitzvah boy becoming bar mitzvah during Sfira, but a bar mitzvah boy becoming bar mitzvah on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. His case is Ger Shinizgayer Be'emsa HaChag. Ger Shinizgayer Be'emsa HaChag. Is the convert obligated to be makriv, a korban, on Shmini Atzeres, Olak Re'iya, and Shalmei Chagiga? That's the question which the Ramban raises. Somebody was a Gentile on the first day of Sukkos. The second day, on Chol HaMoed, he converted. So now, we said a few minutes ago that Shmini is Tashlumin of the first days. So we mentioned in other contexts, if it's Tashlumin, so then what would you say before I'm going to tell you what the Ramban says? What would be your gut reaction? If something is Tashlumin and you were not Chayiv at the moment, should he be obligated to bring a... No, of course not. There is no independent chiyuv to bring on Shmini Atzeres. It's only tashlumin for if you were chayiv, you didn't bring it. Says the Ramban, that was the pashtus. That's what regel b'fnei atzmoi means. That if you did not have, if you were not in the parsha of aliyah l'regel on the first day of Sukkos, there is now generated a new chiyuv of aliyah l'regel on Shmini Atzeres. A chiyuv independent for those people who were not chayav on the first day. So that can be one of two people. A bar mitzvah boy, or a ger. It's even more crystal. It's crystallized even more with a ger. Because a bar mitzvah boy, you can say, is in the parsha. Mishum chinuch, the first mish chagiga. Hakol chayav, you know, the only one who's putter is a kid who can't, who has to be carried on his father's shoulders. But a kid who can walk himself might be chayav in aliyah l'regel. So the Ramban says, in interpretation number one, ger shenizgayer is chayav in olak re'iyah. Second interpretation offers the Ramban. And it relates to a lav found in Parshas Kisetze. The Torah says, when a person makes a neder, lo se'acher l'shalmo, you are not permitted to delay your neder. And after X amount of time, you will violate the lav of Baal Ta'acher. When will you violate the lav of Baal Ta'acher? There's a three-way machlokes. One opinion is you need one regel. The first opportunity that you have to make aliyah l'regel, so if I make the neder today, by the yontif of Pesach, if I don't deliver it, I will violate the law of Baal Ta'acher. Second group of Rishonim, you need three regalim, all three shalosh regalim, to be in order to violate the law of Rabbi Matzah. Excuse me, Baal Ta'acher. Third opinion is, you need three regalim, kisidron, in the order in which the Torah presents them. So if I make my neder on this 21st day of the month of Pesach, of Nisan, right after Yontif, 22nd day of the month of Nisan, I have to wait until, I don't violate about until Shavuos, Sukkos, and then Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos. Shavuos and Sukkos. Good. Okay, so Sukkos is undoubtedly going to be a critical time. When do you want to know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put the little X down in your book? Is it Shkiyas HaChama of Hoshana Rabbah? Sukkos has expired and you have not yet brought your korban to the Beis HaMikdash? Or will HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait until after Shmini Atzeres to put down the little X in your book? Says the Ramban, explanation number two, Shmini Atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmai. Shtelav of Baal Ta'acher does not hinge upon the expiration of Shmini Atzeres. It already goes into effect as soon as Sukkot comes to an end. So if you are of the opinion that you need the cycle or any single Yom Tov, if it's the Yom Tov of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, Shkia Sachama comes, you know you got a big black X in your record book, and do not wait until Shmini Atzeres in order to determine that you are an avaryan, having violated the law of Baal Ta'achar. Those are the two possibilities offered by the Ramban. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, says that it's considered regel b'fnei atzmo, she'ein omrim chag ha-sukkos hazeh b'tfilo b'berchus ha-mazon. In that respect, it's a different regel. There are different texts, and we offered we quoted what are the three texts, the Mechav, the Machlokes, the Mechav, the Ramah, the Marsha. Do you say it's Yom Shmini Chag HaAtzeres Hazeh, the way Ashkenazim do, following the Mechaber? Do you follow the Ramah, which nobody does, as Yom Shmini HaAtzeres Hazeh, not mention the word Chag at all? Or the Marshal, as Yom Shmini HaAtzeres HaChag Hazeh? Shmini, comma, Atzeres HaChag Hazeh, the Marshal's reading, which many in Nusach Sfard recited that way. So Rashi says, regel b'fnei atzmai, in the fact that in Berchas HaMazon and in Davening and Kiddush, there is a different text. You don't say, Shem Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. So that's how Rashi in Rosh Hashanah explains it. Yeah. The one that drew the most attention is the Rabbeinu Hananel. Let's take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Hananel. He drew the lion's share of all of the attention on this particular issue. So Tosfos says, it's the top Tosfos on the page, Regel b'fnei atzmai, de'ein yoshvin b'sukkah. He was quoting Rashi here. Korban la'atzmo, she'eino b'seder pari achag. It doesn't follow the sequence of korbanos. On Shmini Atzeres, you don't bring six parim. The imkein hayobo shisha parim. Bracha lift etzmo, that is yom Shmini Achag Atzeres hazeh. Rashi here says that's what the bet, kashav, the bracha, is that you say Shmini Atzeres hazeh. Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, I just told you, says that's for regal b'fnei atzmo. Ubitosefta mashma, bracha b'fnei atzmo, shemivorchin is hamelech. The Hachi Garsinan ba bracha leatzmo shine emar bayom hashmini shilach et ha'am vayivarchu et ha'melech kach pirish bekuntres. Fine. We'll talk about that later when we get to the bays. Vahashta lo hevi kahi detanya le'el de amrinan kishem shichag ta'un shir korban bracha velina kach shmini Ta'un, Korban, Shir, Ubracha, Velina. So Tosfos says here, I don't want to go into this right now. I'll get back to that. I'll get to it a little later, what that means. Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh, Bracha, Dehacha, Birchas HaMazon Utfila, Ki Ahi DeLa'el. Beregel B'fnei Atzmo, Le'inyin Shita'un Lina. This was addressed earlier. That on Shmini Atzeres, there's a chiyuv of lina. That's how it's regel b'vnei atzmai. That when you come to the Beis Hamikdash on Shmini Atzeres, you can't leave on Shmini Atzeres. You got to wait till the next day until after Yad. For Rabbeinu Hananel Mefarish, le'inyan sheyidache avelus. The Rabbeinu Hananel says that Shmini Atzeres is regel b'vnei atzmo, inasmuch as it is doicha avedus. So what does it mean, doicha avedus? He doesn't elaborate. So here is what the Rabbeinu Tam has in mind. Somebody passes away before Sukkot. Okay? Within 7 days of Sukkot. After Yom Kippur. So Sukkot will be mevatel the Shiva. So Shiva's over. Okay? Now you start counting the Shloishim. No, there's 14. Now you're up to day number 14. By the time you get to Shmini Atzeres, What happens? That's the end of the Shloishim, which means Yatzeres. That it's Mevatel the Shloishim. It can't be Mevatel Shiva. Shmini Atzeres cannot be Mevatel Shiva. Because the only way it could have been Mevatel Shiva is if the Kfura took place on Chol HaMoed. And the halacha is, you delay the beginning of the Shiva until after Shmini, until after Yantiv. So if it doesn't start, that's the rule of thumb. If the Avelus doesn't start, the Yantiv cannot be Mevatelet. So what the Rabbi Hananel has in mind is that that you will be Mevatel the Shloishim if Sukkis was Mevatel the Shiva. If Sukkis Mevatel the Shiva. And this now becomes the core of a titanic machloikis between the Rosh and the Rabbi Hananel. The Rosh disagreed so vehemently with the Rabbi Hananel that he said that I disagree not only in this locale that Yontiv Sukkis can't be Mevatel Shiva and what? And Shmini Atzeres can't be Shloishim, but you can't have two consecutive Yomim Tovim being Mevatel both Shiva and Shloishim. You can't have a person going and not to observe a complete Shiva and not to observe a complete Shloishim. So the Rosh is of the opinion in Mayit Katan that if a guy dies before Rosh Hashanah, so Rosh Hashanah will be Mevatel Shiva. But then Yom Kippur will not be Mevatel Shiva Shloishim. Yom Kippur will not be Mevatel Shloishim. Now comes Sukkos. Here he caves in a little and he says, you can't have two consecutive Yomim Tovim knocking off Shiva and Shloishim. But Sukkis is not consecutive, I'll allow that to go through. However, somebody dies before Yom Kippur is Mevatel Shiva. Sukkis will not be Mevatel Shloishim at all, and you will have to observe a full-fledged Shloishim, so says the Rosh. Full-fledged Shloishim, so says the Rosh. What? He'll interpret Regular Vatsa like everybody else. It has nothing to do with Avelus. Nothing. He says the Rabbi Hanan is wrong. I disagree him completely. Because the only way that you could have gotten Regular Fnei Atzma, why is he saying that I disagree with him? He's telling you why. Because even from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, I won't allow Shloishim to be cancelled. Kal v'chaymer ben b'noishal kal v'chaymer from Sukkos to Shmini Atzeres. I never allow consecutive Yomim Tovim.
Sukkos in between Yom Kippur and Shmini Atzeres.
Right. Okay. He disagrees. It's never Mevatel Shiva. Never Mevatel Avelus. Regular with Natsma. Choose somebody else's interpretation. Not this one. Not this one. So the Rabbeinu Hananel says, no, it's Mevatel Shloishim completely. And he writes, if you look at it, he claims, V'Rabbeinu Tam Atzmo, let's read it inside. Mishum Damrina B'Perakama, the Perak Basa the Mayit Katan, the Hakover Es Meso Shiva Yamim Kaido Haregel, Batla Mimenu Gzeira Shloishim. Somebody who buried someone 7 days before Sukkos, what happens? So Shloishim is cancelled by what? By the Yantav of Sukkos. V'zimnin deleka shiva koidem l'regel, v'afilu hocha batla himenu gzeir aslamid mishim shmini atzeres. And if you have less than 7 days before Sukkos, somebody died 3 days before Sukkos, so Sukkos will take care of the Shiva, says the Rabbeinu Hananel, it's still, the Shloishim will be taken care of by what? By Shmini Atzeres. V'Rabbeinu Tam Atzmo, Yiseid Yosad B'Ma'ariv Shel Shmini Atzeres, appeared. If you look at the Ma'aravos, which nobody says any longer, in your machzor of Shmini Atzeres, it will say the following right after the piyut in Ve'emuna Kol Zayis. There is one of the ma'aravos in Ve'emuna Kol Zayis. Right before you say Yom Malchusay Baratzon Kiblu Aleihem, so it says Kodesh Lelina Ushar Ushloshim Yidachem Kaasher Avelim Yinachem. Rabbeinu Tam made up, put it as part of the poetry describing the Yantav Shmini Atzeres, that is Shloshim Yidachem. As Avelim are being Menachem Avelim, you come Shmini Atzeres, that's the end of it. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says, I got Rabbeinu Tam on my side. Tosfos is saying that here, because Rabbeinu Chananel never saw the Rabbeinu Tam. But he's saying, Tosfos is saying, that this supports the Rabbeinu Chananel, because the Rabbeinu Tam himself composed this piyut, which is included in our Ma'aravos. We, Rabotai, reject the Rabbeinu Chananel, but we've accepted him to some extent. It's interesting how the halacha has taken the Rabbeinu Chananel into account. We believe that Shmini Atzeres is not Mevatel Shloshim. Not because of the rush. We paskin against the rush. That two consecutive Yomim Tovim can be Mevatel both Shiva and Shloshim. Either Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur or Yom Kippur to Sukkot, you'll have no Avelus whatsoever. So we don't paskin like that rush. Nonetheless, we don't paskin like the Rabbeinu Chananel either. But we haven't rejected them completely. Shmini Atzeres counts like 7 days of the Shloshim. 7 days of the Shloshim. So if somebody passes away before Sukkot, Sukkot is the end of Shiva. You count 7 days of Sukkot, you're up to 14 days of Shloshim. Shmini Atzeres counts as 7 days. You're up to 21 days of Shiva. Excuse me, of Shloshim. Right? Simchas Torah is day number 22. After Yatav, you have 8 days left of Shloshim, and that's it. That's the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch. That's the way we know you today. Rambam, what?
Rambam believe this conduct is Shloshim.
Counts that what?
Shmini Atzeres.
As the Mevat of Shloshim?
No.
I don't remember the Rambam, like the Rabbeinu Chananel?
Yeah.
I didn't check the Rambam, possibly. Mm-hmm.
You had an incident in the book, and that's...
Yeah? And that, so the Shiva took care, Sukkot took care of Shiva, and... Okay, I'm going
to
check that, okay? I'm glad you told me that. So, we accept the Rabbeinu Tam, Regel Bifnei Atzmai. What is Regel Bifnei Atzmai according to Rabbeinu Chananel? It has some qualities of a Yom Tov, to be mevatel something. Now we say, oh, we'll accept Rabbeinu Chananel that at best it can knock off 7 days, like a shiva, but it can't be mevatel shloshim. Can't be mevatel shloshim completely. Can't be mevatel shloshim. Yeah. Yeah.
What do we have in the Rabbeinu Chananel text himself?
He just says that Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's Mevatel Avelus. Sheyidcha Avelus. That's all he says. Look at the Rabbeinu, if you see the Rabbeinu Chananel. What? Here it says. Right, but that's not what he's quoting the Rabbeinu Chananel. It says Mevatel Avelus. I have to check that. Lachshov Zayin Yamin Linyan Avelus. Yeah. The way our Rabbeinu Chananel is the way we do it. It's not the way Tosfos quoted the Rabbeinu Chananel. Yeah. Now, the reason why, according to us and according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that Avelus has to be terminated is based on the following halacha. Since there is a mitzvah Simchas Yontiv, Simcha and Avelus are incongruous with one another. You cannot have an expression of Simcha if a person is Shorui ba'Avelus. And it is one of the Rav used to speak about this very frequently, how the halacha tries to control our emotional state. Emotions. Because Avelus doesn't only mean, and Simcha doesn't only mean just to sit on the floor or to drink wine. It means to have an internal expression. It's a kiyum shebelev. So it's telling you, a batoshki esachami, you should be sad. Now I should be very happy. Very happy. It's like the way, okay, none of us are the Vilna Goan, but there's a very, it's well known that the Goan's sister died on Simchas Torah. And somebody told the Vilna Goan in the middle of Hakafas that your sister died. They believe like nothing happened. Simchas Torah. So he was dancing away, you know, mecharkei b'chol oiz, the way the Gemara talks about David HaMelech. Vendin, as soon as it got dark, that second, he broke down in tears about his sister. Most of us can't control ourselves that way. Can't control ourselves. But the Rav always used to bemoan those people who didn't want to agree with him about shaving on Chol HaMoed. About shaving on Chol HaMoed. I spoke about this in the shul a couple of years ago. The Mishnah in Ma'id Katan, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say, it's black and white. Ain Megalchin B'Ma'id. You're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Why not? Because if you're going to allow somebody to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, you're going to be lazy on Erev Yontiv. And Yikanes L'Regel K'Shehu Minuval. You'll walk into Yontiv looking like a slob, like you're in the middle of Avelus. So in order to make sure that people enter the first day of Yontiv, Mishum, that you look like a mensch, they prohibited shaving on Chol HaMoed, so that he'll be forced to take a shave on Erev Yontiv. So the Rav said that this is all at that time, when people took a shave once a week, once a went to the barber. Today we shave every single day. So if you're going to follow the rule today, what's going to happen by the time you come to the second days of Yontiv? You know, look like you're in the middle of, just got up from Shiva. And you undermine the takana of why. So it's not just when a reason doesn't apply, we're not mevatel the din. But where our nihug undermines the very essence of the din, he said, you got to be crazy. And he says, it's a mitzvah to shave today on Chol HaMoed. So that on the second days, you don't look like you're in the Gebra of Avelis. You go in the yeshiva world, every guy looks up, he just got up, Rahman Islam from Shiva, because he hasn't shaved for 7-8 days. And he says it undermines the very essence. Because looking in an Avelus mode, it cannot exist within the context of what? Of Simchas Yontiv. Simchas Yontiv. Lama Gein Vayter. Yes?
How old are your
Yes.
So, if it's a regal before Atzmor, which means that if somebody comes to Sukkot, does he have to remain there also for Shmini Atzeret?
No. We believe that it's only Tashlumin. Shalosh, it says, B'chaga Matzor, Chaga Shavuot, Chaga Sukkot. That's what it says, black and white. It doesn't say Shmini Atzeret.
No, right now it goes through the acronym of Hazer Peshav. And it says regal before Atzmor.
No, so you mean according to the no? Okay. Who says that regular b'chadat tzmo means who's what?
He says lina is a problem.
But no, that's a different halacha because lina is a halacha not in korban. The two we said that there are two mechayvim of lina, korban and aliyah l'regel. Yevaeh kol zechurcha demands lina too. Just your appearance in the mikdash, even though it has nothing to do with a korban. Just the fact that you have to be in the mikdash, don't run home right away. Spend the day with HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Those are not four times.
No, it's three times a year that you're obligated to be makrif karbanos. Shalosh pamim b'shana yerekuzo. And what do? Ish kimat nat yadol kiver. That you don't have to do on Shmini Atzeres. That pasuk you don't have to do. In fact, as to whether or not there is, if not for a drash, there would be no mitzvah of simcha on Shmini Atzeres. There would be no mitzvah of simcha. Where do we learn that there's a mitzvah of Simcha Shmini Atzeres? V'hayisa Ach Sameach. Ach, all of a sudden is L'Rabbis, Shmini, Leile Shmini, or Yom Tov Shmini Achman. And the Gaon asked every famous Gaon. Every Kol Achan Shabbatayra is Einon L'Ma'id. So what is this? So the Gaon says, it means that no other mitzvah of Sukkah is left except for the mitzvah of Simcha. That's what it means. V'hayisa Ach Sameach. All of the mitzvahs of Sukkah are gone, with the exception of the mitzvah of Simcha. That still applies on Shmini Atzeres. That's the God. But let me get it right there. Korban bifnei atzmo. That everybody says, take a look at Rashi, is very simple. She'eino kiseida pari hachag. Doesn't follow the sequence of pari hachag. The imkein hayubo shisha parim. So that's the shin. The bet is bracha bifnei atzmo.
That's the kuf.
What's the kuf? That's the kuf, rather. Right. The shin is shir bifnei atzmo. So if you look in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara there has the shir for every day of the week, and all of the shir for each special day of the year. We have incorporated only the shir shel yom. And in the Beis HaMikdash, wherever they had a special day, they didn't say the regular Shir Shal Yom. So on Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say, if Rosh Chodesh is a Tuesday, you didn't say Mizmor LeAsaf and Barchi Nafshi. They only sang Barchi Nafshi. But every Yom Tov had its own Shir, its own Parak and Tehillim. So the Shir of Shmini Atzeres is not the same Shir that was sung on Sukkot. So therefore you know it's a regular Bifnei Atzmo by virtue of the fact that during the 7 days of Sukkot the same Shir was sung each time by the Levim. On Shmini Atzeres they sang another Shir. And then the Beis is Shir Bracha Bifnei Atzmo. So bracha b'fnei, so Tosis already alerted us to. Rashi here says bracha b'fnei atzmo es yom hashmini, yom hashmini. And the Tosefta says no, that the Melech issued his bracha to Am Yisrael as they were leaving. The Melech, that's what it means. So the Rav always pointed out that this particular Rashi citing the Tosefta serves as the basis of the minig of Klal Yisrael to ignore the Gemara in Megillah about Shmini Atzeres. It's very funny. If you look at the Mishnah in Megillah, it tells us what to read for every single Yontif. And we don't know anything. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah, what does it tell you to read? You're supposed to read Parshas Emor. Be'echad l'chodesh hashvi'i hazeh mikra kodesh yilachem. And the Gemara says, "Va'anah." No, we don't do that. We read Vashem Pakar Asara. The second day, we read Akedas Yitzchak. Good. And then all of a sudden, on Shmini Atzeres, it says Sukkos. What are you supposed to read on Sukkos? You're supposed to read. What we read? Kol HaBachor, right? Parsha of the Moadot. And on Shmini Atzeres, you're supposed to read Parsha of the Moadot. All of a sudden, we read what? No, excuse me. Supposed to read Aser to Aser. That's what the Mishnah said. You read Aser to Aser on Shmini Atzeres. That's what the Mishnah says. Aser to Aser. So we in Chutz La'aretz read Aser to Aser, and then on Shmini Atzeres, on Simchas Torah, we read V'zayis HaBracha. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't read Aser to Aser. What do they read? They read V'zayis HaBracha. Where do you come V'zayis HaBracha to what? To Shmini Atzeres. What's the connection? This Tosefta, you read Birchas HaMelech. Moshe Rabbeinu is Melech. Vayhi Bishurun Melech Bihisasef Rosh Hayom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. So in order to conclude the Chag, we read the Bracha of the first Melech of Knesset Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu. This Tosefta has become the basis of us rejecting the Mishnah's advice to read Aser to Aser. And we in Chutz La'aretz, who have 2 days, we decided to follow the Mishnah one day, and the second day to read V'zayis HaBracha. All right, we'll stop here and we'll continue next Devach.
Is that the basis?